Yemen's ballistic missiles the deterrent against Saudi aggression. Yemen's popular Ansar Allah movement, besieged for the past 3 years and brutally bombed by Saudi Arabia and its coalition partners, are taking the offensive and forcing the regime in Riyadh to confront its war on its own soil. Stay with us for an analysis that appeared on the Mint Press website, written jointly by Ahmed Abdul Karim and Randy Nord. The piece is titled, Yemen's Ballistic Missiles, the Deterrent Against Saudi Aggression. Saudi Arabia's bloody war on Yemen has killed and injured over 600,000 civilians, including more than a quarter of a million children, since its onset in March of 2015, and it shows no signs of letting up. On 2nd of April this year, Saudi warplanes targeted a refugee camp in Yemen's Hodeidah province, leaving piles of dead children in its wake. 14 people were killed in the attack, including 7 children and 3 women. On Sunday, 9th of April, Saudi warplanes launched a series of air raids on a farm in Taiz, killing a family of 12. And few Yemenis could forget October of 2016, when Riyadh targeted a funeral in the capital city of Sana'a, killing over 160 and injuring 600 others. Funerals, weddings, markets, and other large gatherings are routine targets for Saudi airstrikes, along with cemeteries, mosques, and the archaeological and cultural sites in Yemen, including the ancient Marib Dam and a number of museums. It is in this context that, following 3 years of war, Yemen's Ansar Allah leadership announced a new wave of retaliation for the ongoing Saudi-led coalition's campaign against the country. Despite the odds against it, Yemen's military has given no indication it plans to cede to Saudi pressure. It began with a campaign of retaliatory strikes against the Wahhabi regime and its allies, using unmanned drones and a barrage of domestically produced long-range ballistic missiles to hit vital facilities in Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. The ballistic missile strikes are the latest evidence of a long-running effort to shore up domestic military capability, including missile production, since Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates and their Western backers began their assault on Yemen in March of 2015. Yemen's domestic military capability is largely absent from coverage of the conflict in English-language media, which often portray the Ansar Allah movement as a group of ragtag rebels able to secure only a limited number of long-range ballistic missiles, ostensibly smuggled into the country by Iran. But over the past 3 years, military institutions in the capital, Sana'a, have devoted considerable time, energy and resources to advancing the country's missile program. Officials and citizens alike consider the domestic missile program a vital component of national defense against the well-equipped Saudi military, which receives unfettered access to advanced American and British arms. Ali Al-Qawoum, a member of the political bureau of Ansar Allah movement, told Mint Press, "Yemenis see the missile program as a human right to self-defense, just as any other nation would, especially a nation under daily airstrikes on civilian areas." To better understand the impetus of the missile program and the motivations behind it, Mint Press spoke to Yemeni Brigadier General Aziz Rashid, Supreme Political Council Secretary Dr. Yasser Al-Houri, and a retired Yemeni Army Brigadier. Almost as soon as the Saudi war on Yemen began, Ansar's leadership scrambled to retain some sort of retaliatory capability. In the first days of the war, a Saudi airstrike destroyed a weapons storage facility containing many of Yemen's domestically developed ballistic missiles and anti-aircraft guns. Less than 3 months later, domestic missile production was operational again, and on 6th of June 2015, Yemen's missile force launched its first homegrown ballistic missile, a Scud missile with a range of more than 800 kilometers towards the King Khalid bin Abdulaziz Airport in southern Saudi Arabia. 3 months later, the Yemeni Air Force launched its newly created Tochkar ballistic missile against a Saudi military base in Safar, eastern Yemen, causing a huge blast and inflicting numerous casualties on coalition troops. 52 Emirati, 10 Saudi, and 5 Bahraini troops, as well as dozens of Saudi-backed mercenaries, were all killed in this attack. On 7th of September 2016, a new ballistic missile named the Borkan H-1 or the Volcano H-1 was unveiled. The Borkan is a modified Scud missile and was used to strike a military base near Riyadh, more than 800 kilometers from Yemen's northern border. Later, the Yemeni Air Force unveiled the Borkan H-2, which was able to evade US Patriot missile defenses and land near the King Khalid International Airport near Riyadh. In February of 2017, the Ansar's movement unveiled 4 domestically manufactured drones, the Qasef 1 or Striker 1, the Hudhud 1 or the Hooper 1, the Raqib or Observer, and the Rased or Surveyor, all of which perform a variety of tasks including aerial monitoring, battlefield observation, and geophysical surveying. The Yemenis have also modified Soviet missiles for use in the war, including the Qaher 2, which is a domestically modified Soviet SA-2 missile that boasts a range of over 300 kilometers. The Qaher 2, which contains a 200 to 400 kilogram warhead, struck a military base located 966 kilometers south of Riyadh on 1st of April 2018, making it the very first Yemeni rocket to reach such a distance. Hesham S. Al-Kibsi, a journalist in Sana'a, the Yemen's capital, told Mint Press, when the Saudi-led and US-backed aggression first started, the aggressors were sure they would occupy the whole of Yemen in a matter of a few weeks, just like they announced. Little did they know that Yemenis would build drones and missiles that would shower their military and economic installations deep in the heart of Saudi territory. Living under the constant threat of Saudi and coalition airstrikes has not deterred Yemen from building its burgeoning domestic military capability. The now martyred president, Saleh al-Samad, had announced shortly before he was killed by a coalition airstrike, "In the coming period, we will launch missiles every day and Saudi Arabia will not be safe from Yemeni missiles, no matter how they plan their defense systems." Brigadier General Sharaf Ghaleb Luqman echoed As-Samad, stating, "Rocketry operations will continue as long as aggression continues to commit crimes against the Yemeni people." The latest was its mercenaries' assault on a woman in the west coast of Yemen, referring to the rape of a Yemeni woman in Hodeidah by a Sudanese Janjaweed mercenary employed by the Saudi coalition. Whilst the missile program began in earnest, almost as soon as the conflict began, the most recent campaign against the US-backed Saudi-led coalition includes the development of a new line of short- and long-range ballistic missiles, capable of attacks against military sites and economic targets inside Saudi Arabia as well as inside United Arab Emirates. According to recent statistics, Min press obtained from the Yemeni Army's military media department, the Air Force has already launched a total of 102 long-range missiles, including 31 Qaher 1 and 2 missiles, 5 Scud missiles, 57 Borkan missiles, 14 Tochkar missiles, 2 cruise-type missiles, in addition to 44 Zalzal missiles and 46 Badwan missiles, as well as 17 short-range ballistic missiles. The Ansar-Allah movement also possesses short-range tactical missiles, including the domestically manufactured Al-Najim Al-Thaqib, which is Arabic for the Piercing Star. The Piercing Star 1 is 3 meters long and has a range of 45 kilometers and holds a 50 kilogram payload. Its second iteration, the Piercing Star 2, is 5 meters long and has a range of 75 kilometers and a 75 kilogram payload. Both versions have fixed stabilization grid fins and are launched from rails rather than tubes. On 11th of April, the Ansar-Allah movement launched a major attack on the Saudi army. The attack began with artillery shelling directly striking ranks of the Saudi military and was followed with a barrage of Borkan 2 long-range ballistic missiles against the Saudi Defense Ministry building in Riyadh, the Saudi capital. Also, the attack was aimed at the Aramco oil facility in Jizan, as well as other undisclosed targets inside Saudi territory. Although Saudi Arabia claims its US-made Patriot missile defense system intercepts most of Yemen's ballistic missiles, a large crop of videos and photographs circulating on social media, as well as assessments by military analysts, suggest otherwise. A barrage of Yemeni missiles was also launched against Saudi targets on the third anniversary of the Saudi-led war, just weeks before the attack on Riyadh and Jizan. Yemen's missile force also struck King Khalid bin Abdulaziz International Airport in southern Saudi Arabia a total of 3 times with Borkan missiles, the most recent strike taking place on 26th of March. Ansar-Allah's leadership has not reversed its military-centric strategy for Saudi Arabia alone, and Riyadh's closest Arab ally in the war, the United Arab Emirates, has not been immune to missile attacks either. Yemeni forces targeted the $20 billion Barakah nuclear power plant in Abu Dhabi's far western desert with a winged cruise missile, though the United Arab Emirates denies the attack took place, later saying the country possesses an air defense system capable of dealing with any threat of any kind. In a statement, authorities in the United Arab Emirates told residents, "Do not pay attention to such rumors disseminated by media agencies issuing false news that questioned the United Arab Emirates' capabilities, strength and security." Yemen's Ansar-Allah movement have stated they now consider high-value economic sites to be legitimate military targets, adding that impacting Riyadh and Abu Dhabi's sources of capital, their lifeblood, is an appropriate defensive response to the siege and blockade that has devastated Yemen's economy and adversely affected the value of Yemen's currency, the rial. On the anniversary of war against Yemen, Sayyid Abdul Malik al-Houthi, the leader of the popular Ansar-Allah movement of Yemen, vowed to step up the use of long-range weaponry and recruit more fighters in a bid to confront the Saudi-led war effort against his country. "In the fourth year of the war, we will use more developed and more diverse missile systems which will penetrate all American and non-American air defense systems to target Saudi Arabia." Saudi Arabia and its coalition allies have been quick to lay blame on Iran for providing the Yemeni defenders their ballistic missile arsenal, a move they claim violates Saudi Arabia's blockade of Yemen, which has been denounced by both the United Nations and the Human Rights Watch for its devastating humanitarian impact, as well as a violation of spirit of the Iran nuclear deal, the JCPOA. However, documents from the Yemeni Ministry of Defense revealed that both the Yemen Arab Republic, North Yemen and the People's Democratic Republic of Yemen, or South Yemen, purchased ballistic missiles from the Soviet Union and Korea during the Cold War era in the 1980s and the 1990s and 2000s. In fact, the late Yemeni president Ali Abdullah Saleh was a close ally of former US President George W. Bush during the early years of the war on terrorism. During that period, Ali Abdullah Saleh received substantial military assistance, at least $400 million worth of weapons and equipment, from the United States. Saleh then handed Yemen's arsenal of ballistic missiles, as well as other weapons and equipment, to Abdurrahman Mansour Hadi's government in 2012. The Ansarullah movement and its allies took control of the storage facilities housing those weapons during the 2014 revolution. As for small arms, Yemen ranks in the top three for the number of weapons per capita, second only to the United States and Serbia. Speaking on condition of anonymity, a retired Yemeni army brigadier who participated in arms deals during the 1980s told Mint Press, "We purchased hundreds of Scud missiles and Tochka missiles from the Soviet Union during the Cold War era, and from North Korea as well. A typical Scud missile, a Soviet-era missile with a limited range that Yemeni forces have based their domestically developed Burkan II missile on, is more than 11 meters long and weighs between 4 and 6 tons, depending on its type. Smuggling such a large and heavy piece of weaponry into Yemen is impossible." Yemen's Ansarullah movement has rejected Nikki Haley's claims that Iran smuggled missiles into Yemen. Muhammad Ali al-Houthi dismissed these claims. He told France 24 television, "If we had the alleged Iranian support, we would have been in Riyadh today. If we had the Iranian technology, we would have used it to target the enemies starting from the first day of the war. We are developing and manufacturing our own missiles on the basis of Russian and North Korean technologies. The projectiles have no Iranian know-how incorporated in them." Army spokesman Sharaf Ghalib Lughman confirmed Yemen's missile force developed the BAD-1, the Qaher-1 and Qaher-2, as well as Burkan-1 and Burkan-2 to strike high-value targets inside Saudi Arabia as well as inside United Arab Emirates. Yemen's defenders have the need for and right to national self-defense. American media coverage of the conflict often tends not to veer far from the Saudi line, portraying the Ansarullah movement as aggressors and violent rebels and underplaying the support of Washington provides to Saudi Arabia, including intelligence and logistical support for devastating Saudi airstrikes in Yemen. Ansarullah's military leadership sees this as an affront to their right to self-defense, but also view the nature of the coverage as an attempt to disguise Riyadh and Washington's military failures in Yemen, as well as well-equipped coalition has failed to conquer one of the poorest nations on earth. As Dr. Yasser al-Houri, Secretary of the Supreme Political Council of Yemen, the highest authority in the country, explained to Mint Press, "Nikki Haley's claims are a terrible failure. She does not want to admit America's fiasco in Yemen, despite using sophisticated surveillance systems. Her claims are also to distract attention from the failure of US Patriot missile defense system versus the Yemeni rocket attacks. These missiles have been produced or developed by the Yemenis themselves and our military industry, so whatever they believe, we will defend ourselves. We have the right to possess all means to do so as long as the Saudi-led coalition continues to bomb Yemen with internationally prohibited weaponry." Meanwhile, no one condemned the Saudi massacre. Instead, the White House and Nikki Haley issued a statement condemning the Yemeni missile attack targeting Saudi military sites. "The US is full of duplicity." The now martyred Ansarullah president, Saleh Ali al-Samad, echoed these sentiments on 2nd of April this year when he told a group of graduating cadets in Sana'a, The Yemeni army would not hesitate to buy weapons if it could bypass the siege, for it has the right to face the Saudi aggression. We do not necessarily need to purchase weapons because we have manufactured weapons ourselves. We are ready to buy weapons from any state that has the willingness to sell us any, whether it is Russia or Iran. But that is only in one case, if they are capable of entering them. Brigadier General Aziz Rashid also rejected the allegations, telling Mint Press, "These claims are made in order to mislead public opinion and are one part of a media war launched by Arab and Western media against Yemen. We've managed to upgrade these missiles here by ourselves. We are besieged from all sides of the land, water and air. In these conditions, it will be impossible to receive missile shipments from the Islamic Republic of Iran." According to senior Ansarullah leaders we spoke to, the retaliatory military operations will continue and they will even escalate as long as the Saudi-US-led war and siege continues against Yemen. The country has unified and organized to defend itself. The ballistic missile program and growing military advancements are a reflection of this. Sana'a's journalist Hesham S. Al-Kibsi explained the grassroots unifying nature of Yemen's missile program and resistance movement. Al-Kibsi said, "This is the only way they will feel the consequences of their atrocities. People from all walks of life have sent their sons and their savings to Yemen's military and popular committees to fend off this Saudi aggression. Doctors, engineers, lawyers and other workers are all contributing to the war effort in Yemen in various aspects so they can live with their families free and safe."